Welcome to the Monarch Experience podcast. I am your host, Mr. Ancona. But here at the Monarch Experience, we are giving students the platform to be able to voice what matters most to them. And today, what matters most to them, digital media clubs. Before we get into our episode on the digital media clubs with two fantastic students that are joining us today, we are at the end. It is officially closed. The Student Council logo design contest is over. The results are not in. We're meeting at some point. By the time this episode is released, we probably have already met. We probably have already even decided on the winner. And we will be disclosing or unveiling the winner at a later date. Stay tuned. Make sure you're following us on social media, on Snapchat. Make sure you're in our grade level in the Monarch Experience podcast classroom. We have got something big, something never before done that is coming your way by the end of this year. We're not going to just change the logo and go, here's your winner, but we've got something big. That's all I can say. Legally, that is all I can say right now. But enough of that. Today, we're talking to two fantastic students, Grace and Quinn, about digital media clubs. Grace, say hi to the Monarch Experience listeners.
Hello.
Fantastic. Quinn, say hi to our Monarch Experience listeners.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I love when they ask questions. This is going to be our new trend now. We're going to ask our audience questions, and we're going to pause, give them a moment to collect their thoughts, and then shout out their answer. And I hope this becomes a trend. I hope that people, they just start answering things out loud while they're listening with their headphones on, and their family members say, what's the matter with you? Who are you talking to? You'd be like, I'm talking to Quinn, obviously. Quinn, Grace, I'm so glad that you two are here. That we're able to talk about digital media clubs. I'm not going to make references to how back in my day, these clubs were so different. But what's really cool, getting to talk to Mr. Bucci a little bit about the clubs that you guys are in, AV Club and the Digital Magazine Club, is that if I understand correctly, Digital Magazine Club has started a Would You Rather Wednesday.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to do a little cross promotion here. And we're going to do 5 would you rather questions. I think I only have 4. I'll think of a 5th one randomly off the top of my head.
Okay.
So Quinn, Grace, talk to us. Where can our listeners, before we go through and do a few would you rather questions, if they are the type that are into would you rather questions, which we have listeners that love that because the would you rather episode did great. We had a ton of listeners. Where can they go to find this poll that's launched every Wednesday?
They can go to the NMMS Lions Pride website.
Talk to us about this poll. Is it, it's launched every Wednesday or is it up a little bit earlier than Wednesday?
I believe it's launched every Wednesday and there are new questions in like a Google form.
And then, to add on to Grace. So like she said, basically we release a new Would You Rather every Wednesday, and then that Wednesday when we release a new one, we also release the like scores, or not scores, but results from the last poll, like there too. So
we've got these questions every Wednesday that you can find, and I figured this would be a really great kind of cross promotion for us. So we got 5 of them. So we'll start, Quinn, we'll start with you with the first one. Would you rather go on vacation to Los Angeles, California, or go to Italy? Quinn, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I would probably want to go to both, but if I had to choose, probably Los Angeles, California.
Okay. Grace, what about you? Italy or Los Angeles?
So I just love Italy. I like the Colosseum. I love Italian food. I think it's delicious. So I would choose Italy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would go back to Italy in a second. I would not go back to LA. I had a miserable time in Los Angeles.
Why?
I've actually been to Italy once and I loved it. So I would definitely want to go back there.
Quinn, would you rather work at Starbucks or Chick-fil-A? I have strong opinions about this. Quinn, what do you think?
Yes, I agree with you. I have very strong opinions. I love Chick-fil-A food, and I love Starbucks because, like, their employees are also very nice, just like Chick-fil-A employees. But if I had to choose, probably Starbucks.
All right, Grace, what do you think?
I agree with you. I love Starbucks. And I know this is controversial, but I love coffee, so I would definitely want to work at Starbucks.
Yeah, so... Oh, this one I have strong feelings on, but for different reasons. I love Chick-fil-A. Yeah. I love Starbucks. I'm definitely a Starbucks drinker, not a Dunkin' Donuts drinker. But I worked for some people know this. I worked at Wendy's for like 4 years. So I do not want to ever go back to working in the food industry or at fast food ever again. But I will say, obviously, it was a great experience. I did meet my wife there, or the girl that would become my future wife there. This was a long, long time ago. But I think that everybody at some point in their life should work fast food or retail. I think that you learn so much about how human beings are. They're pretty miserable. And you learn how to deal with miserable people. And I think that is a life skill that everybody can use, even if you don't do it for 4 years, even if you do it for 6 months, just learning kind of how to navigate and talk to people when they are at their worst. I said I want no pickles. How could you mess this up, you loser? And they throw burgers back at you. Yeah, this has happened before over pickles, right? Pickles. You're throwing a burger at someone else over pickles. I think it's everybody should do it at some point in their life. I would pick Starbucks though. Because I would never want to do it again. And because I'd be drinking coffee all day. How great would that be? Quinn, pool or beach?
I like both, but probably pool.
How come?
I would say pool just because I guess you could say I like to swim more than like, go in the ocean. The ocean just isn't really my place.
Because of sharks, right?
Yeah, and just I don't like the feeling of the bottom of like the ocean floor and all of that.
When you can't touch the bottom, or like seaweed, and you were like let out like a ah, and you're like, and then you realize it was just seaweed, and everyone's looking at you like, what's up with that crazy dude? Yeah, that's never happened to me before either. Grace, what is your preference, pool day or beach day?
Okay, so mine totally changed. So I used to like love the pool and not be a huge fan of the beach. But last summer, I started going to the beach like a lot more, and I started actually going more into the ocean, and I got like more used to it. So I was able to swim in the ocean. So I think I would probably choose the beach actually.
I have a pool. I love having a pool. I don't know what I would do. Like not being able to go in my pool every day in the summer, but there's just something about the beach that's just very relaxing. Yeah. I think also being stuck at home for the last year and then having like being able to get out and go to a beach is so much more appetizing for me. It's probably not the right word. I'm not eating the beach. But there's just something about salt water, like your car being completely covered with sand. I love that really tired, like sun beached out feeling. Your legs are exhausted from like walking on the sand. I love that. Yeah. You can't beat it. Would you rather? This one's a tough one. And by the way, Quinn was the one who I think put on all these questions. So I got to give her credit for such great would you rather questions. But this one, Quinn, this one's a little bit odd. I'm curious what your thoughts were or why you picked this. Because to me, this seems like a no-brainer, I guess.
Yeah.
Would you rather be the boss or would you rather be told what to do? Quinn, what do you think?
So I said, like, I would probably want to be the boss just because, get to tell everyone else what to do, and, like, you also get to, like, if you are like owning your own office or something, you could like make your own hours and stuff like that.
I like it. Quinn's like, stop telling me what to do. My own person. Grace, what about you? Boss or worker?
So I would definitely say Boss because, I don't know, I feel like you can make your own decisions and you have so much more freedom. But I do, like, understand the argument for being a worker. Like, what if everyone hates your decisions and you're the boss and you're, like, responsible for them?
You're never going to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would depend. So, like, Grace, that's kind of where my head was at with it, where I'm like, it depends on what we're talking about. Like, I love doing this podcast. I'm my own boss. This is my podcast. Like, there are no rules. Like, I love saying that. Like, we could talk about whatever we want. We could have whoever we want on it. So I like that aspect. But also, Grace, if I'm working with tons of people or hundreds of people, the idea of making decisions and then having people criticize those decisions, I don't know, it's a little tough. But at the same time, I, as a teacher, I feel like I kind of am a boss. Like, I'm a boss of the students I get to work with. So I'm always making decisions. I think I'm going to choose a worker. Sometimes you just want to shut your brain off and just be like, just tell me what I got to do.
Oh, yeah. I feel like a boss would be too much responsibility just shoulders. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't want to be bossed around.
Yeah, Grace, I don't think I could handle that kind of pressure. Not after this year. I cannot handle that kind of pressure on my shoulders. I would crumble. And I want to be able to go to the beach. Hey, if I'm the boss, I can't take days off. I can't go to the beach. So that's my decision. True. And then we got one more. Would you rather a scorching hot summer or a freezing cold very snowy winter?
Okay, so I think I made my decision before you even, like, said the first one.
Same.
So I feel like I would probably, I don't know, because I hate being too hot, but I also hate being too cold. But okay. I don't know, I feel like in the summer you can cool off. In the winter, you're kind of just, if you can't go outside in the winter, you're kind of just locked up.
Yeah.
Probably the summer.
Yeah. Quinn, what do you think?
I would choose winter over summer because me personally, even though I love the summer and I could cool off in like the pool or whatever, I would prefer being in the house, warm, in a blanket, or like if I was to go out because it was snowing, like I'd rather be sledding or having fun than being in scorching hot sun and heat.
So you're loving this winter then, Quinn?
Yeah, sort of, basically.
Yeah, I'm picking summer 100 times over. The heat does not bother me. I have a pool. I have this crazy thing called air conditioning that I can like, go into my house and just turn it up. True. Like, oh my God, it's such a hot day. Like, yeah, stay inside if you can't stand the heat. I want to be outside like gardening. I want to be in the pool. I want to be like running around with my kids and my dog outside in the heat. That is like my ideal day. I want to be mowing the lawn at like 4 o'clock when it's 110 degrees. Like that's who I am. I'm the guy who's out there like a crazy person. Cause I'm a grown up. I like mowing the lawn. All right. So we're not here to talk about mowing lawns. We're here to talk about AV Club and Digital Magazine Club. So, Grace and Quinn, if I have this right, Grace, you were in Digital Magazine Club with Quinn, and Quinn, you were in AV Club also in addition.
Yes.
So correct. What is it that you love about being a part of both of or just one of those clubs? Quinn, we'll start with you. What is it that drew you to Digital Magazine and AV?
I mean, what drew me to AV Club was that I really enjoy, like, movies and stuff like that and, like, television shows. And then what drew me to Digital Magazine was that I really like to write. So that's what drew me to Digital Magazine. Plus, I have wrote a lot of articles, either that's already on the magazine or like, in the getting edited section. So
Grace gave a very emphatic head nod when you said you wrote a lot of articles. Quinn, how many are we talking right now? 15? That's amazing.
Yes, I do.
Wait.
Wow. Dude, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So 15 is pretty incredible, Quinn. That's awesome. Grace, what drew you into Digital Magazine Club? What do you enjoy about it, or what intrigued you about it before you started?
So, first of all, I love writing and art. So that's something that also definitely drew me into it. And I make animations, and I thought, like, they've never done it before, but I thought, I'm like, maybe that'll be cool if they make animations. And actually, under the creative corner on the website, I've made a few animations so far. So that's something that also drew me in. And Mr. Bucci is just like such an amazing teacher. So I also like wanted to see him in the club. So those were like the two main things that drew me in.
Yeah, that's awesome. So animations, Grace, like what kind? Are you doing like stop animations or like cartoon kind of animations?
So I make these animations in like Procreate, which is an app on my iPad. And you like draw in each frame for each animation and then
Wow. Put
it together. And then, yeah. It animates itself.
That's awesome. So obviously I'm getting the idea that both of you are like very creative people. What is the creative process for both AV Club and for Digital Magazine? Like, you know, for me as a podcaster, I guess there is a creative process. You guys got to experience that kind of firsthand with just getting stuff set up before people hear, you know, people hear the final product. Right?
Yeah.
People see your final products. What goes into it behind the scenes that maybe they aren't aware of?
So obviously first you start coming up with ideas, and then it could literally be anything that interests you. And then if you like it, it might like someone else might like it. And then basically, next, obviously, you write down all the possible ideas, and then you begin drafting the article.
You start drafting, and then they edit it for you, and that's how it's executed. But something else that I wanted to add for the brainstorming is that it can be any silly idea. Like, that's something, sometimes the silly ideas are the best, and they actually
totally.
They come out the best. So even if it sounds like it's not going to work, or it just sounds like, why would I even think of that? Write it down, because that's something that that's usually successful, like pieces of content.
Oh my God. Yes. 1,000 times. Yes, Grace. Like even when I'm conferencing with my students about like writing a strong introduction or coming up with literally any part of the writing process, I still approach it the way I would for anything that's creative. And I loved hearing you say that. I'm always saying, like, just throw ideas out there. Like, when you're brainstorming, everyone has bad ideas. Like, everybody has bad ideas. Just say them. Just get them out into the universe. And sometimes just the act of saying an idea you know is bad, someone else can mold it and make it great.
Yeah, exactly.
So talk to me more about this creative process, because I've actually been in the back of my head wanting to do a whole episode on just the creative process in general for like literally anything, starting a business, being an entrepreneur, creating a piece of artwork that you're going to draw, creating a podcast, like literally anything that is being created, you can talk about the creative process. Why do you feel like that's so helpful to just like toss those ideas out in a group when you're brainstorming?
I think that eventually they turn into really good ideas sometimes. And the execution and like making it may take forever. Like sometimes it takes months. But if you just keep working with it, then you can like finally get it executed.
Quinn, go ahead.
Thank you. I was just going to say, yeah, I agree with Grace. Like, if you put your mind to something and, like, keep persevering, eventually, like, you'll, like, get what you've been, like, aiming for, basically.
You have me so intrigued by this, like, brainstorming kind of, like, that process, that part of the process, just because, like, sometimes some of the best ideas, you're just tossing them out, and the best ideas are the most creative ideas I've come up with. I've said this story on this podcast a few times before where I had some kind of spark And I was like, I feel motivated. I don't know what I'm thinking of. I don't know what's in my mind, but like, I feel like I'm on the precipice or like right on the edge of a great idea. I ran down to Mr. Fine's room and I was like, I think I have this idea. I just need to literally just spew it out. I need you just to listen. And nothing is formulated. Nothing is like planned. There's no logistics. But I have this idea for a school podcast with students. Blah, 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 blah. And I just went like a mile a minute. And I was like, okay, that's literally every idea I have. What do you think? And that's all you need is just someone that can hear those ideas so that they can say, well, that was terrible. That was terrible. But like this thing, this is where you've got gold. I love hearing that. What are some projects you guys are working on as of, you know, end of February, beginning of March? What if people were to like check out the AV Club and or go to the website for the digital magazine, like what should they be anticipating that's maybe coming their way?
So to start with the digital magazine, if you go to our website, which we mentioned in the beginning, you will find like different tabs at the top, and then in each tab there's like different either writing or pictures, and we do welcome feedback, but please make sure that it's like positive.
Yeah, nobody wants anything negative.
Yeah.
Somebody one time said that I was a bald poopy face and it destroyed my world.
Oh my god.
So Quinn, you're in both, right? Grace, obviously you chose digital magazine. You said you loved writing. Quinn, which of the two, if you had to pick, this should have been maybe one of our would you rathers. Which do you feel like is your favorite? I hope I'm not going to get you in trouble with Mr. Bucci.
I hope not either. Out of the two, I probably like digital magazine over AV Club just because I love writing and I could come up with really amazing, fun ideas and then put it to like life in an article that other people could read. But then I also really like AV Club because I love movies and TV shows, and then I could like find out how they actually make the movies and TV shows. But if I had to choose, definitely digital magazine.
Isn't that so cool, like where you're into movies and then now that you're kind of doing that editing behind the scenes process, does that change the way that you watch movies a little bit now or not at all?
No, not really.
Because for me, like I'll dabble and edit like videos here or there, like home videos I'll make for like our family or whatever, like little things like that, nothing crazy. And I'll pay attention now more to cuts in a movie or just the camera angle that the director chose to shoot that scene from much more now. Like once I started like kind of dabbling in it, I'm just like so much more aware of it. And my best friend who he had a production company in LA and all that, was into film and that whole business. He actually said that as much as he loved it, it kind of ruined watching movies for him for a while, because every time he would, you know, we sit to watch a movie or a TV show and like we want to shut our brains off, and he would put a movie on and his brain would just be going like firing even more, because he's like, look at that decision to cut here. Look at that decision to maybe pan the camera this way or to use this type of lighting. And that's got to be a miserable experience for someone who just wants to relax and watch a movie. Yeah.
Actually, I read this book behind the scenes of like a movie, and then it like ruined, I don't know, because I saw like the big set of like all the cameras and it just ruined it for me, because usually I'm used to them just like acting like in this one spot, but there's like a whole set of cameras, so it just changes it. Like
Grace, the magic is gone, right?
Yeah
like when you, especially like for one, you know what one did it for me that like completely, like I felt like I heard like glass shattering in the background. Home Alone. Have you two seen Home Alone?
Yes, I love it.
Okay,
that
so I watched, it's such a great movie. And yes, on Netflix, they have the Movies That Made Us, like mini documentaries. So I watched the one on Home Alone. And when I saw that the inside of the house is not a house, that they just built a set house, like the outside shots, that's the house. You actually can drive by that house in Chicago. But as far as the inside of the house, that was all built like in a high school gymnasium.
Really?
And then they just shot it to make it look like they're inside of a, like, right? Does it, that destroys it.
I don't know.
For me, I was just like, but this was supposed to be a magical house. And no, it was just a set that was created. So Grace, I totally hear you on that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about these two clubs a little bit more. What's something that maybe you wish you knew before you joined in? Because I think if I understand correctly, students can still join these clubs?
Yes, correct.
They can. Okay, so if some students start listening to this and they're like, oh, this is kind of, I'm a creative person. I like tossing ideas out there. I like editing. I like writing. All of these things that both of you said, and they're thinking like, all right, like maybe I want to reach out to Mr. Bucci, or maybe this is something I want to explore next year at the beginning of the year. What are some things that you kind of wish you knew going into either of these clubs?
I know for me that I wish I would have known for AV Club that only 7th and 8th graders in our school at least are able to do the morning announcements. Because I was really looking forward to like being able to do morning announcements when we came into school, but then I found out that it was 7th and 8th grade only. So that made me like a little upset, but next year.
So Quinn, it sounds like the disappointment of not realizing that you couldn't be a part of the morning announcements until 7th and 8th grade, which again, I know this year it's probably really hard. I don't know how accessible the morning announcements are for everyone. I know in a normal year, it's like 90% of the school is watching them every morning. And the AV Club and Mr. Pucci do such an incredible job with it every day. Some people just may not even know that that's the AV Club. Grace, what's something that you wish you knew before you joined the Digital Magazine Club?
Well, there's nothing really that I'm like disappointed because I love the club so much.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I had to say, it would probably be like maybe the editing. Actually, I take that back. Actually, the thing that I would probably say is the website format, because the website is very like it's stubborn.
What do you mean by that? It's stubborn.
It has a mind of its own, so it chooses what it wants to put in, and it chooses what it doesn't want to format. And it gets really annoying when I make when I make animations, because I try to make animations and then like it doesn't like the way that the ratio of, I don't know, the image to whatever, I don't even know, but it doesn't format them.
Gotcha. So you thought you would not have to worry about the website part, you'd just be creating content, but then there's all these other things that play a factor in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like this podcast. Again, every episode, it feels like there's like something that goes wrong. My favorite, for all of our listeners out there, grades are not that important. That episode was a technological disaster. I had to voice over every single thing that I said for over half the episode. The Harry Potter one. One of my favorite episodes we've ever done. And nothing was synced. I didn't end up recording it. I had to get backup files from Squadcast. By the way, maybe I should throw a shout out to Squadcast while we're recording, because Squadcast customer service is incredible. But they were able to get the files and nothing was synced up. So you had four different audio files, none of them together. Those are things you just don't think are going to play a factor. And I think when you're a creative person like myself, like Grace, like Quinn, you're thinking, oh, I'm just going to create and it's going to be awesome. But then there's the stubborn website, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, again, my fellow content creators, that's what really you two are. And I think that's what both AV Club and Digital Magazine Club, what they're all about, right? They are clubs, they're places for content creators, people who enjoy being creative, they enjoy the creative process, they enjoy producing stuff, or even just working with other fellow creative people. But what kind of topics does Digital Magazine typically write about?
So there is one tab, like out of the entire website, there's one tab that's Memorial Happenings, which is where they talk about a lot of stuff that happens in Memorial, but along with that, there's other like just a lot of timely just things going on, and we also have Entertainment, Spotlight, Creative Corner, and then the Digital Media Links, and then like the Archive. But there's a lot of stuff going on right now in the Creative Corner where there's like a lot of creative stories and narratives, And then also in the spotlight, there's a lot of people that are like interviewing others and then putting it on so you can learn more about people like in the school.
And so I guess like for me, I'm wondering, and I'd imagine if I'm someone listening to this, I'm thinking like, maybe I'm kind of interested in this. Sounds really awesome. I like doing this, but I don't know if I'm comfortable, like AV Club. I don't know if I'm comfortable being on in front of a camera, or like if you're in the digital magazine, I don't know if I am a strong enough writer to do this, or if I could be a good editor. Are there different roles that people have? Grace, talk to us a little bit about that, like just so people could get a better snapshot of the inner workings.
Okay, so besides being a creator, if you want to, I don't know, Mr. Bucci chooses some people at the beginning of the year. If you really like love editing work, and you're more of like a person that you like to, I don't know, you like to correct and edit things rather than coming up with them on your own and giving feedback, then there's like roles of an editor. There's another role of an editor if you don't love creating content like for yourself. So if you want to edit other people's content and give them like feedback, there's several roles of being an editor. And there's also, there's the junior editors who I believe can only sixth graders can become. So if you're like a sixth grader and you want to edit, you can become a junior editor. And then they're just editors who are for seventh and eighth graders. And you also have to say you're an editor, and you also have to say why you think you would fit the like a role of being an editor. And then there's one editor in chief who basically helps Mr. Bucci like publish articles. Like they're like the last step. So when you have an article, when you have an article, it goes through like the entire editing process, and there's one person from each like level that edits, and then it gets moved on to the next person. So then there's an editor in chief who can, I think, only also be a seventh or eighth grader, and they help Mr. Bucci with like the last stage when your article is about to be published.
That's awesome. So are these roles, I guess, like, I can't think of the word. Are they like flexible at all? Like if you're an editor, can you still write, or are you only like checking and fixing other people's stuff? How does that work, Grace?
So I'm actually really glad you asked that, because that's like a very frequent asked question. And I noticed that when like during club time. So everyone asks, like, if you're an editor, does that prevent me from becoming a creator? Can I still make anything? And yes, you can write stuff. You just can't edit your own work, because that wouldn't really be fair.
Yeah.
But you definitely create content, but you also edit.
That's awesome. Because I know that I'm sure people are like, yeah, I would imagine, I wonder if this is even accurate at all, like if people start as editors and then maybe kind of transition to more content creating because they realize they enjoy it, or if they kind of flip back and forth. All right, so as we're coming towards the end here, Digital Magazine Club, AV Club. AV Club has been doing such an amazing job too over the last couple of years, whether they're those morning announcements speak for themselves. They're fantastic. Those videos that they have been doing. If you're a sixth grader, you didn't get to see some of the really fantastic videos that they were doing over the last 2 years. Student Council, you know, started doing a lot of ad videos, and then AV Club kind of took that from us. Yeah, Bucci, that's right. I'm calling you out. But we kind of backed off because if you can't compete, you know, then it's time you just stop doing it. So Student Council kind of backed out of doing those videos because there's no competition with the AV Club. They do such a fantastic job. But I am proud to be a best supporting actor in one of the AV Club's incredible videos. But I think that there's a really awesome accomplishment that they've gotten to. They hit over 100,000 views on their blog this year, which is insane. That's such an enormous number, 100,000 views on their blog. And I think that's great validation for the content creators like Grace and Quinn, but also for the people who are kind of working behind the scenes as well, that they're putting out really great stuff. It's definitely worth checking out. And obviously you can check out all those links. We'll have those in the blurb description. Wherever you listen to this podcast, which you know is available on Spotify, on iTunes, on Anchor.fm, on Stitcher, on Breaker, on Comet, on Dancer. I'm totally off with my seasons here. But it has been such a great joy getting to chat with Grace and Quinn talking about digital media clubs. really, really awesome job, girls. You did a fantastic job with this. And again, I got to highlight because Shrina, Rihanna, and Jasmine did this with the Harry Potter episode. And Quinn and Grace, you guys did this too with this episode. So much planning with like 6 to 8 pages of content for where we could go with this conversation. Again, it makes my life so much easier. I love it. Really, really great job. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can get new episodes on your device of your choosing anytime a new episode drops. Keep a lookout. Follow us on social media, on Twitter at The Monarch Experience XP or on Snapchat at The Monarch Experience Podcast, so you can keep up to date on all the happenings, all of the secret happenings that we cannot disclose yet. But we've got something big, something new, something never before done that we are going to potentially go with. I can't give you any more information than that, but more information will be disclosed as we get closer. Stay safe, stay hungry. See ya!